Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. You've always heard about those proven strategies, right? Oh, theirs is the best. But you can go your own way in retirement. Find your own path. You just need the right guidance to help you get there. Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. And on our show today, he'll be giving you his experienced advice on how to plan for a secure retirement. Hi, Eric. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Lou Ann. And yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that how everybody's retirement really is very individualized and needs to be a lot more focused on yourself and not what everybody else is doing and not what, oh, this thing says that or this radio show or this TV show or this article or this website, all these things. It's like, no, what do I need? What do I should be doing for myself and what makes most sense for my situation, my family? And so, yeah, I think that's what we should really be talking about more today is, you know, how to not just take those proven strategies, but how to customize them for you and your family.
Exactly. And we have a special guest later on in our show, don't we, Eric? Neil Wilding, he's the author of the book, The No Compromise Retirement Plan. And you guys are going to talk about some tax advice. You're going to give us some tax advice and where we should all be saving, right?
Yeah, we're really going to talk about the fact that a lot of the traditional planning that a lot of us kind of have been just kind of regurgitating since the 80s and saying you're going to retire in the lower bracket. Yeah, that ain't happening. And all these other things that, you know, a lot, it's one of these times where you're going to go, hold it. Maybe we should be rethinking some of these things. Maybe the 401k isn't the best thing to have everything under the government control and everything at the whim of the U.S. Congress to be able to change the rates anytime. And now maybe you should be taking some action and really making sure you can control your own tax situation down the road. So, yeah, that's really what we're going to be focused on in later on in the show there.
Right. This week we're talking about not following the crowd. You know, don't make decisions just based on what everybody's telling you. Eric, when you hear someone talk about, this so-called proven strategy in retirement planning, what goes through your mind?
Well, you know, anytime anybody says, oh, this is all you need to do, you should be really concerned.
Red flag.
Yeah. A lot of things are simple, but not easy. That's for sure. I mean, most of us know that, you know, exercise and dieting are ways to get healthier, but, you know, doing it and following through is not always as easy, right? Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about financial strategies and such, you have to really watch out what you hear and what the source is coming from. And you know, are they somebody who has to work on your best interest, or are they just somebody selling a product? I mean, I just recently had somebody, he's involved in scouts with me and stuff, and he'd see me around just not directly involved, but we were both involved in scouts in the area, and he knew my name and stuff, and so he said, you know, this person was trying to get me to do all this stuff, and can I have a second opinion? And they wanted him to put every single thing into one financial product of all his IRA and 401k money. Then they wanted to have all that money come out and go to another product.
Oh my gosh.
And so just diversification, what most people know about diversification means, that doesn't seem to make sense.
Not one thing.
And then of course they were saying, oh, and the these things are changing by year end. So, you got to talk now and you got to, go over this. And so we ended up meeting between Christmas and New Year's just to kind of go over all this stuff. And yeah, by then he'd already realized that these people were just trying to get him into products and not really doing such the quote proven mm-hmm. retirement thing. So yeah, so that's one of the things you really need to be watching out for is anytime somebody's trying to say, oh, just do this, just this, and this is all you got to do. No, that's not usually true. It usually is a little bit more complicated.
I am so thankful that he came to you for a second opinion. That is awesome.
I mean, one of the things that we always do is set some time aside for people who listen to the show and say, hey, what should I be doing with my finances? Where should I be, putting my money and all that? And we can either do that on the phone, or online even with, like a voice Skype meeting or something like that, ideally in person, because I think it's when you get they're really the best information and obviously it's a little bit more personal when you're face to face. But if somebody wants to do that, we can kind of go through that whole process that we do where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. It's where we have you worry less about retirement and more about enjoying life and having fun and doing the things you want to do. And so we create that income plan, that investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan. We show you what course you're on. and just tell you, hey, this is where you're headed, just so you know. And also then, do you want to make changes? Is there issues that you hadn't thought about? And then, of course, that's when if you wanted to work with us, you could. But there's no cost, no obligation. So yeah, if you would like to set up a time, you can do it online at wealthcreatorradio.com. You can just go to our website and pick a time right there. Or you can also text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184.
Today, we're talking about going your own way in retirement. In other words, don't follow the crowd. Don't do everything you hear about just because that's what someone else is doing. All right, let's talk about income because that's the biggie in retirement, right? I mean, you got to have income before you can retire. What are the sources of income that your retirees usually rely on, Eric?
Yeah, well, I always tell people without income, you're unemployed. You're not not retired.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between retired and unemployed is if you have income. And so obviously the big one for most people is Social Security. We all pay into it. We all get it. Well, unless you're a teacher or some occupations that don't pay into Social Security. But for the most part, we all get it. Obviously, some people still have pensions. That's a lot more farther and fewer in between. So assuming you don't have a pension, because most people don't anymore, then now it's, you know, it's you, right? That's the only one there who's going to help you is you. And so you're much more on the hook than you ever have been in the past. And so Social Security is by far not going to be enough to live on. I mean, it's $2,000 to $3,000. That's not exciting. That's not enough for most people, especially around the Bay Area. Then what you have to figure out is, okay, how are you going to get that income and how are you going to get that money back out of that portfolio? Most of us, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember in E.T. when son always backed out his the mom's car and then all of a sudden they had to take off and he'd never driven forward.
Yes, that's right.
You know, and he's like, but I've never gone forward. You know, he's only done, you know, very strange to only have backed out.
That's,
you know,
so never cute. Gone
forward. And and if you think about it, that's kind of what happens to you when you hit retirement in your portfolio. You're used to always putting the money in this case, that would have been backing out for him. and you know, you've never gone forward by taking the money out. And so once you start taking the money out, the math is totally changed, totally different. The rules are different. Why is that? Well, if the market's up or down and you're taking money out, it's going to have an effect on your full financial future. So if you take that money out, and it's a down, you know, say it's like the end of 2018 when the market was down a bunch. It didn't shoot back up in 2019. The other funds did, but not the money you took out because those shares got cashed in. They're gone. And so that's what you have to really be thinking about is how do you get that income? How do you get, you know, that to last for the rest of your life? And, you know, there are different products and tools that you can do and just different ways to invest. But yeah, the thing of, oh, let's just take 4% out of our portfolio and we're going to be fine. That is so dangerous. I think that's something that really can mess people up. You know, that's where you want to figure out, okay, how much income can I get out of here? A lot of times there's a lot of tools where you can get, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8% maybe in terms of how much cash flow you're getting out of your portfolio if it's not in the market. But if it's all in the market, it's going to be tough to do that. So that's where, again, you have to start changing how you're doing things in retirement versus accumulation mode. And so really you need to make these changes about 10 years out. And that's really the ideal time frame. Yeah, you know, one of the things we do have is a retirement checklist. So if you wanted to get that checklist and figure out, okay, what should I be looking at? What should I be doing today? All you have to do is text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, all one word, to 800-454-1184. Or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you think you'll spend less in retirement than you did while you were working? Find out what Eric has to say about that when we come back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg? Do you think about it a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved. But is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are hosting a special tax-savvy event alongside the co-author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, Neil Wilde. During this event, Eric and Neil will discuss retirement planning strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market reality. realities. This exclusive event is being held Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. or Thursday the 27th at noon and 6 p.m. at Fiorello's Restaurant. Reserve your seat today by texting the word INVITE to 800-454-1184. Find out how the heck you could potentially save money on taxes in retirement with Eric Heckman. Text INVITE to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Neil Wilding is not affiliated with, nor does he endorse Heckman Financial.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. And Eric is the author of Worry Less Wealth. It's a book that he wrote to open our eyes to all the things we need to have for a remarkable retirement, whatever it is we're dreaming of. And he helps us see any warning signs, too, of things that could go wrong in our retirement. If you'd like a copy of that book, you can just request it online. It's wealthcreatorradio.com. We'd love to share that with you. So it's time now, Eric, for you to give us a little guidance and enlighten us with a financial fail. What do you have for us this week?
Well, you know, it's just really more about knowing and realizing where you're at. I just had a couple come in, and they're actually radio listeners, and they'd done the right things. You know, they bought, you know, they like raised the kids and, you know, did all those types of things and survived all that. And, you know, but they didn't really start until they're probably 50, I think, really saving, or maybe it's late 40s, I guess. And so, yeah, they don't have as much, and they know they're going to have to work longer, and it's going to be tougher for them. But at least the non-fail part was they realized that they should talk to somebody and they should do something about it and start taking action. The fail part was, obviously, it'd be nicer if they'd started earlier, but also the fact that they had money in savings accounts and places just sitting there where they could be putting that into Roth IRAs. And it always drives me nuts when I see somebody who's got money, you know, either saved or invested someplace, and they're under the income limit, which for married couples is in the 190s, and single, I think it's around, this year around 120, before you can't fund a Roth. And so what happens is, if you're under that limit and you can get money, be tax-free for the rest of your lifetime, and the government's out of the picture, again, I should maybe repeat that, the government's out of the picture, why would you not do that? I mean, yes, the drawback is you can't touch until you're 59 and a half. If you're in your 50s, hey, that's not that far, right? So if you're in your 20s, 30s, okay, yeah, it's a lot farther. You can always touch your principal, though. So you can always take that principal back out. You just can't take the earnings out. So again, you know, if you have money sitting there and you're eligible to fund a Roth IRA, especially like right now, before April 15th, you can go backward and fund 2019. So that way you still got time to fund 2020 later on. Do it. I mean, that is money that is literally going to be out of the government's control for the rest of your lifetime. How much money of all your money would you want in there? All of it, right?
Right.
If you could, but they don't let you do that. So yeah, you can put 6,000 if you're under 50 or 750 and up, but fill that bucket up. I mean, that's easy money, free, tax-free money. So yeah, definitely fill that up and don't let that go by.
Let's tell them how they can get a hold of you, because a lot of people might be wanting to take advantage of that here before tax season.
Yeah. So if you actually want to get a copy of a report on tax strategies for retirement, we actually even have that too. So you can text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word tax to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com, request it there, or even set up a time and talk with us.
Today, we're talking about not following proven strategies for retirement, things that we've just heard you don't necessarily have to do. One other thing that we have heard a lot about in retirement, Eric, is that we should plan on spending about 70 to 80% of what we were spending pre-retirement. Do you believe that's true? Are we really going to spend less in retirement?
Yeah, that's one of the stupidest things I really ever get here, and yeah. I've always hated that thing, because It makes people think that your spending in retirement's linear, that it's kind of, you know, stays even. When you go on vacation, do you spend more or less than when you're at home?
Yeah, more.
Right? When you're on the weekend, do you spend more or less than when you're at work?
You spend more.
You spend more, right? So if you got 7 days a weekend, which are also vacation days, do you have the time to spend more money? Yeah, you definitely have the time. Now, doesn't mean you have to go do it, right? Yeah, there's a little bit of a difference there, but you do have the time to go and spend more stuff. And what's most people have? A nice little bucket list, right? And saying, hey, let's go do this trip. Let's go do this. And, you know, I mean, I love it with my clients having, you know, trips all over the place. And we even have our Lego travel section in our meeting rooms with kind of talk more about where people like to go and stuff. And, you know, so it's fun to do all those trips, but those trips cost money. And so really, I've found most people probably about 100 to 150% of what they used to make is what they spend in the first 5 to 10 year range.
Mm-hmm.
And then it calms down. And then you've done all those trips, you've done these cruises, you've done, you know, whatever. So then you don't have to spend quite as much. And so then maybe that might be a little bit more accurate. You know, but the other thing too is the thing I think messes up a lot of people in terms of numbers is of 70-80% of what? I always like to work off take-home pay because take-home pay is the easiest things to compare. It's really hard to compare your income before you're working or while you're working before you retired because you're funding, you know, your 401k, right? So you had a bunch of money going there. You're paying Social Security tax. You're doing all these things that you're not doing in retirement. So a lot of times those numbers get kind of convoluted too. So the better way to do it is just look at your take-home pay and how much you're spending now and figure out what you're really spending. It's also a little bit more complicated if you have kids still at home or you're still doing tuition stuff because, you know, that definitely messes with your finances. I know I've got one in college and about to have another. So
yeah, I
definitely know that stuff. So yeah, one of the things you have to look at is, okay, how are we going to look at our take-home pay and then look at that in retirement? And then the part you have to remember though is, add on that budget for those trips. So you might say, okay, I need $6,000 a month to live on, but how much are you going to do in trips? Oh, about $20,000. Well, what's that translate to a monthly add-on? And then you're just like, oh, wow, it's a lot higher, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing. That's kind of the math and the thought process you have to have. If you don't, it's going to be bad because you'll 5 years down the road, you'll realize you spent way too much money. And now it's like, oh, how do I not spend so much, or how do I get back under control? Well, it's really hard to do that at that point because you spent it.
Eric, let's say that someone is feeling like my husband and myself. We feel like we have not saved enough for retirement. I always tell you that. What would be some other options that we could use?
Well, again, it's about designing that income and how you can get that money out. So obviously working longer, you know, the answer nobody wants, right?
Yeah.
And nowadays there's some people are doing the gig economy stuff where they're, you know, doing those side jobs or something like that to try to kick it up some extra money, you know, but barring something like that, if you're just trying to figure out, okay, how can I retire? How do I have enough to be okay and such? You know, well, then there are those, you know, those dreaded annuity things that, right, where we talk about a lot.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, that's one of those ways where, you know, if you have a guaranteed lifetime payout, then you know that money's going to be always being spent. And typically those payout numbers are higher than that 4% rule. So, you know, if something's going to be guaranteed to pay you, say, 5, 6, 7% for the rest of your life, then you don't need as much money because you get more cash flow from that compared to other stuff where, you know, it'd be a little hazardous if you took too much out and took it too fast. So really that's where you want to look at somebody who's really knows how to do retirement distribution planning. I'd say probably about 80% of all the financial advisors out there are really focused on accumulation, you know, just building up the money. All the robo advisors and, you know, the little computer programs that, you know, that want to run your money.
Mm-hmm.
All of those are only designed for accumulation. They're not designed for taking money back out. Because again, the rules massively change, right? So, so that's where, you know, if you want to get that income, you want to get that money for life, you know, annuities can be a great tool. I mean, we always talk about having three types of money: foundational money, steady income money, and then market money. The 401k forces you into 100% market money, either stocks or bond markets. And foundational stuff would be stuff that's guaranteed that can't be lost. So it's like your savings accounts, your bank accounts, and can be annuities and, you know, guaranteed lifetime income. And then in the middle, there's actually steady income sources, then these could be stuff that's still kind of invested, but not as volatile, I guess is the best way to describe it. So a lot of times these are real estate funds or other things, and they're paying 6, 5, 6, 7%, ideally on a monthly basis. So, you know, if you have a little bit of all those, you can weather any of those storms, and you don't necessarily always have to have as much money saved up because it's going to give you more cash flow. And that's really the biggest thing, is making sure you get that cash flow. So again, you know, how do you figure out how to put all the stuff into one plan, one easy to think read thing, and know how to, you know, kind of a guideline to go forward? What's what we do when we meet with people? We create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So that way you can worry less about retirement and more about having fun, enjoying life, and doing the things you want to do. It's no cost, no obligation for anybody who calls up. We just first go through, find out what your concerns are, create that plan, show you what path you're on, and then we'll tell you things that you should probably fix. And then it's up to you if you want to use us or you want to work with somebody else. So again, critical information for you to get. And if that's something you want to do, you can do it online or you can do it in person. But book that visit by texting the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You toss a penny over your shoulder into a fountain and you make a wish. You look into the fountain and you see a lot of pennies, but you also see some quarters and you think to yourself, who throws quarters into a fountain when pennies will do? Now think about the taxes you could be paying in retirement. Do you want to throw pennies or quarters to Uncle Sam? Eric Heckman and his team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families plan for retirement for more than 25 years. Taxes can be complicated, so start planning now so you aren't caught off guard in retirement. To start building your plan, call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. And together, you'll create a plan designed to help you keep as much of your money as possible. Find out what the heck is going on with your taxes with Eric Heckman and the Heckman Financial Services team. Start planning today. Call or text the word TAX to 800-454-1184. That's TAX to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We all want to know the secret to success, right? With proven strategies that we hear about. But retirement is different for every single person. It's not as simple to follow a formula. You really should go your own way and come up with a plan. Now, how about this bucket strategy that I hear people talking about? Do you use that, the bucket, for safety, liquidity, and growth?
Yes. I mean, I do and don't. So in terms of the bucket, I mean, I think that is a kind of a good metaphor for people to kind of just visualize, oh, okay, this money's coming in and we're pouring it out from there.
Yeah.
You know, I think that part's good. And when you talk about safety, liquidity, and growth, there's the three threes of money, as I like to call them. So, you know, one of those is these three things. So safety, liquidity, and growth, you get two of those from any type of tool. So if you think about a savings account, safety and liquid, no growth, right? Mm-hmm. You know, point to whatever. Right. And I mean, I literally just had a client in here who had an old IRA at a bank, and the bank paid him $16 on his 13 grand last year, but charged him 12.
Oh, my goodness.
So he made four and the bank made 12. I'm like, that's really bad.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, you got to move that money.
It is bad.
And, you know, so, of course, in the stock market, it's growth and liquidity. But as we all know, 2008 or whatever, there's no safety, right? That money can go away anytime. If you think about something that has safety and growth, that could be annuities. But they're not as liquid. You only can take out usually 7 to 10% a year. So again, you're giving up something for getting some other benefits. So there's no right or wrong tool, just the right or wrong uses that you need to use that tool for, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the bigger part. So yeah, that's one of the three types of monies. The other types of stuff is looking at, you know, in terms of, you know, the market, we usually like to call it, you know, market money, foundational money, and steady income. And so that's the other types of three I like to have, is having a little bit of both of those. And those you can kind of think of as buckets. So the foundational stuff, obviously you want to have some money in the savings account for those car repair bills or emergency bills or calls from the kids for more money, all those things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, that's one thing, you know, so having a little bit of foundational stuff there, but you also really want to have some of your retirement money guaranteed for life, something that's cannot go down. And so that way in those bad years of the market, like a dot-com crash, 08, whatever, if you're retired then, which you very likely will be retired when there's a bad stock market year, that's pretty much guaranteed. And so where are you going to get that money for that year? Well, if you can get it from someplace that didn't lose anything, that's where you want to go. Then you also, of course, in the good year, you want to take it from the market side. Mm-hmm. But in between that, you want to have something that probably at least 10 or 20% of your assets and stuff that's really high cash flow. So stuff that's not volatile, not up and down with the stock market daily, and paying you ideally anywhere from 5 to 7%, again, ideally on a monthly basis. So that way that cash flow is always coming in. Well, if you have the cash flow coming in, you don't have to sell stuff or as much stuff to live on in retirement. Even if you're working right now, you still want that, because what happens with that cash flow? Well, that builds up and then you can reinvest it. If the market goes down, jump in, buy stuff on sale. And, you know, there's lots of different options there. So, you know, again, that's how you want to have, you know, the money kind of laid out. And, you know, I think it's very important that people start really thinking about how they're allocated, not just in terms of large company, small company, but more in terms of the general categories.
All right. So we've been discussing some common strategies that a lot of retirees follow just because they've heard about it. You know, they've heard a rule of thumb here and there, or they just do what their best friend does. But I want to get into some more myths in retirement and tell us whether these are, you know, whether you think they're true or false, Eric. So here's one. Maxing out your annual 401k contributions is all you need to do to have a successful retirement plan.
Well, you know, that can definitely help. The hard part is now you've made sure all your money is controlled by the government, right? Yeah. So you have no control over your tax situation in retirement unless you're doing a Roth 401k. So that's the tough part. And then also, what percentage of your income is that max? So a lot of people, especially around here in Silicon Valley, you know, they've got a lot of higher incomes. Well, general rule of thumb that I think is always true is if you can save 15 to 20% of everything you make always, you're going to be fine. Yeah, you're never going to have a problem. Well, I guess assuming you're not spending 50% of what you're making, right? But, you know, as long as you're saving 15 to 20%, you're going to be good. Well, what if you're, you know, making 250K and you're maxing out your 401K? Well, that means you're only putting 10% of your money away in the 401K. So that means you really should be saving some more money someplace else. And so maxing it may not be enough to get all your money. And then again, it may not be the wisest decision either, because maybe you'd be doing a Roth 401k, maybe, or a Roth IRA. You know, can you put it in some places where the tax man can't get it? So yes, it's better than nothing, but is it the best for you? I think that's probably where the myth is slightly busted there. So, you know, again, that's where, you know, anytime we're talking about all these things about finances and what you should be doing, you know, it really comes down to, what are my top retirement planning issues? What should I be thinking about in retirement? What kind of thought process should I have? And sometimes people have some idea, but of course you don't know what you don't know. So sometimes it's good to have a little bit of a memory jog of things that say, hey, do you have this taken care of or this? So one of the things we've come up with is a top retirement planning issues guide. Again, these are very quick reads, 10 to 15 page, you know, PDFs, so something we can send to you right away. You know, so if that's something you'd like to get a copy of, just text the word retirement to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word retirement, 800-454-1184, or request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If you haven't saved enough for retirement, you can always work longer or just get a part-time job in retirement. Are there any potential problems with thinking like that?
Yeah, this is a big one that I see more and more, sadly enough, with a lot of my clients is, you know, they plan to work and sometimes it's a health issue. Yeah, I've got one who had a problem with his leg and, you know, had to take a bunch of time off and he finally ended up having just to retire. You know, so that may be one issue. The other one is, you know, I know age discrimination is not supposed to exist, But yeah, it definitely does. Yeah. Yeah. Once you're over 60 and you have that gray hair and stuff and people are meeting with you, you know, in their hoodies and sandals and commenting that you remind them of their grandfather. Hopefully they're not saying that, but a lot of my clients have really always told me about how many issues they've had, and how much longer it takes to get a job once you're over 60. And then I had one client that, he was looking and just couldn't find it forever. And he finally did take a job actually working at SAP doing being one of the ushers and stuff. So, he likes doing it. It's more fun. It wasn't what he meant to do. It wasn't paying exactly what he wanted either. But, so he was able to do it. But yeah, if you're thinking you're just going to be able to keep working, there's no rule that says you are able to keep working. So, you may not intentionally stop working, but you may get stopped working for you.
Right, exactly. And you better have a plan for that too.
Yep.
Here's another one. Medicare is going to cover all my healthcare costs in retirement. How do you help people with healthcare planning? Okay, because that's a biggie.
Yeah, so one of the probably bigger shocks that people don't think about is because they kind of got spoiled with having their group insurance always. There's no dental in Medicare. So Medicare supplements, there are some plans you can buy, but it's not a set part of Medicare. So that's one big, big item. Yeah, you got to have a plan for all this. And, that's one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually sit down with you. We kind of find out what you're worried about, what your concerns are. And then we come back with the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's where we show you what path you're on, show you how we can have you worry less, and how to make sure that you're on track. It's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But again, there's no cost or obligation until you get to that point. So, if that's something you'd like to do and you want to give that blueprint to worry less wealth, well, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Neil Wilding, author of the book, The No Compromise Retirement Plan, joins Eric next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg? Do you think about it a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved. But is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services are hosting a special tax-savvy event alongside the co-author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan, Neil Wilding. During this event, Eric and Neil will discuss retirement planning strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. This exclusive event is being held Wednesday, February 26th at 6 p.m. or Thursday the 27th at noon and 6 p.m. at Fiorello's Restaurant. Reserve your seat today by texting the word INVITE to 800-454-1184. Find out how the heck you could potentially save money on taxes in retirement with Eric Heckman. Text INVITE to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Neil Wilding is not affiliated with, nor does he endorse Heckman Financial.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and today we've got a special guest. We've got Neil Wilding, who's part of the authorship team or co-author of the No Compromise Retirement Plan. Good to have you here, Neil.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Yeah, so what is the no compromise? What are we normally compromising and why are we stopping it?
Well, No Compromise is a program that I put together with my business partner here at Stonewood. And we started looking at, I've been in this business a long time. I started working with financial advisors across the country back in the mid-90s. And I saw back then, there was a focus on accumulation and accumulation assets. And that became a story about asset allocation. And that's really a compromise that clients are forced to make, which is, every dollar that I emphasize growth, I give up a section of protection. And every dollar that I emphasize on protection, I'm sacrificing some growth. So that's a compromise that clients are forced to make. Well, then as retirees started to retire and they started to need to pull money, they started to realize there's another compromise that existed that they had to deal with, which was this compromise of income versus legacy. And they started to realize every dollar that I spend on myself comes at the cost of the legacy that I'm going to leave to my heirs. And I talked to some folks that was the other way around, where, you know, they're so focused on legacy that and leaving money, they didn't live the retirement that they could live. And it was a zero-sum game. It was this compromise that people were forced to make. And now, you know, here recently, in the last several years, I noticed that more and more people were starting to talk about taxes. And that's where we identified this new compromise that really hadn't been dealt with before. And so we put together a program that we call the No Compromise Retirement Plan that does put an emphasis on taxes. And it helps overcome this compromise that they have to make, because every dollar that the IRS takes is a dollar that you don't have. And so you start thinking about financial planning, right? And if we're going to do an asset allocation program, well, that's a long-term strategy, right? And we plan that over years and years and years. And I'm sure those are the type of plans that you put in place. And when you put that emphasis on income, well, those are also long-term plans. And we're looking to provide guaranteed income for our clients over a lifetime. And we build plans. Yet when people were looking at taxes, it was a very short-term look. You sit down with their CPA and they say, you know, what's my tax bill going to look like this year? And so all the strategies around taxes were very short-term in nature. And we're looking to change that concept. And so with the programs that we put together, you know, I sat down with an actuary, who is my business partner, Martin Ruby. And I said, Marty, how can we help clients take more of a longer term approach, just like they do with their other financial planning needs? And how can we take a long term approach to taxes? And that's where we started to realize that clients do have choices and we can diversify our portfolio. And this is where topics that we're going to cover when I'm in town with you there is how can we overcome not just the growth versus protection compromise, not just the income versus legacy compromise, but then that compromise that people are forced to make with the IRS. And that's really where, you know, what the book that we've written is all about and the program that we discuss. And that's what it's all about.
Just so the listeners know, we actually are having you come out and have a couple events. There's three different events at the end of February here. So if somebody wants to get a little bit more information, they can do it two ways. One is text the word INVITE to 800-454-1184. Again, text word INVITE to 800-454-1184. Or you can go online and respond directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Now, Neil, in terms of, you know, you need to have taxable allocations and tax-free and tax, you know, tax-deferred. You know, so that's a big part of that, of course, is diversifying your taxes, which I don't think enough people talk about. But also, what about the protection? Because you mentioned protection and downside. And of course, the market's been up for almost 10 years straight. A lot of people are nervous about that. How does your planning and how's your process help with that, with downside protection?
Well, we like to look at concepts that allow people, you know, when we talk about those compromises, right? That's one of them that we talk about, which is growth versus protection. And in a traditional asset allocation model, right, most clients, you know, if we're going to build an asset allocation model, the challenge is, you know, every dollar we focus on growth, we sacrifice protection. And as clients reach retirement, they need a lot more of that protection. And so it's really tough to find growth. So what we've done is we look for other sources and look for more places that provide this balance of growth and protection. And what we found and we talk about in the book is this concept of indexing and the power of indexing. And there are strategies out there that allow us to put, you know, that create interest for our accounts. And the way that the interest is credited is tied to, it almost uses the market per se as a yardstick, right, to how much interest we can credit. And we use this concept of indexing, and let's just say we tie it to a popular index like the S&P 500. And so what it can do is it say, okay, we're going to credit some interest this year to your policy, and we're going to use the S&P to gauge how much interest there is. And it creates a almost like a stair-step approach. And when we use this concept of indexing, the worst we can do is zero. So if the market is between, you know, is negative and we've lost money, then worst case scenario in a strategy that uses this concept of indexing, we're going to get zero. But when the market is up, we're going to participate. And we'll participate up to a certain level that's defined by the contract. But if the S&P is up 8, you get 8. If it's up 15, well, maybe we would hit the cap and we would earn 10 or 11, whatever that may be. But it's really nice way to look at a way to capture upside from the market while having some downside protection. And these concepts of indexing, I know, Eric, you use all sorts of tools in your practice to allow clients to experience this concept of indexing. And it can certainly apply in these tax-free strategies that we talk about. Really nice way to get both, some upside potential from the euphoria of the market, if you will, but also knowing that the worst we can do in a given year could be that floor of zero. And it's a nice way to round out a retirement portfolio.
Yeah, so we've just a little bit of time left, but who would be a good person to actually attend one of these events? I mean, who's this appropriate for?
I think for the folks that want to attend this event, if you're looking at your retirement savings and you see a lot of assets in a tax-deferred plan, so in an IRA, 401k, 403b, whatever it may be, and you're just concerned about the IRS's role in that retirement plan, this is a great workshop for you to attend. And we'll talk through in more detail than we can do on this podcast, the role of those compromises that clients are forced to make and how we can maybe overcome those. So anyone, that I would say that's approaching or living in retirement with a large portion of their assets in a tax deferred plan is going to be a great candidate for this workshop.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's really anybody who's going to be saving 5, 10, 15K a year, if that's all going in partnership with the IRS, you might want to start rethinking some of that strategy, right? And
no
have
question.
Some options.
Or if they've reached retirement, they're no longer contributing to those plans, but they just look at their existing balances and looking at that statement. And as I said, you look at that statement, you realize, oh, wait, that's not all mine. A portion of that money is going to the IRS. This is a great workshop for us to come in and talk about, how we can minimize that number that's going to them.
Yeah. So again, if you want to attend these workshops, they're the last week of February. We've got some evening sessions and even a daytime session. So the best way to do that is text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word invite, 800-454-1184. Or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and look at the events tab, and you can register for whichever event works best for your calendar right there. So again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com. Well, Neil, it's great having you on, and we look forward to this event.
It was my pleasure, Eric. I look forward to coming out to your part of the world. Looking forward to it.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Who will help you get there? You spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement, or maybe you've already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. To schedule your meeting with Eric Heckman and his team, call or text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We've been talking about going your own way in retirement and not following the strategies that everybody else tells you about and the rules of thumb. But right now, it's time for a wealth success story, Eric. So always a great lesson to hear how somebody else did something, but it turned out for the best. So what do you have for us today?
Well, it's just more about how to make sure you keep what you're wanting to keep. And so I've had a couple come from Apple and started talking to me, and you know, he got at Apple the right time. So he's been getting a lot of shares, and he realized he needs to deleverage himself, you know, instead of having 80, 90, maybe probably more like 95% of his money all in one company stock. Yeah, he needs to diversify out. And so we started doing some of that in 18. And then, of course, the market was dropping and dropping and dropping. And so we reallocated some of that money and stuff that wasn't dropping and that was protected. And then he started doing some in 19 too. And yeah, the stock shot back up. And so we even did some, you know, towards the end of 19 after it shot up. But the part that I guess is the really big success story is, yeah, maybe if he'd held it all, he might have a tiny bit more. But also now he's got all this money growing, tax deferred, it's protected, it can't go away. So he knows that right now he could probably retire and he's fine regardless of how that stock does. And I think that's the biggest key, because I've seen so many people from the dot-com days that had enough, they were financially done, but they just wanted to make that, you know, one extra dollar or get up to that next level, that next $10 share number or whatever, you know, that number is. And, you know, okay, then I'll sell it. No. Well, once it goes this way, I'll sell it now. And it's like, you know, I think the best analogy is always is, you know, do trees grow to the stars? You know, why does a tree have a maximum, right? Because not everything always goes up. You don't want to be the last one there.
I want to mention that Neil Wilding is going to be at one of your workshops coming up. And so let's tell our listening audience how they can sign up for that event.
Yeah. So, you know, you can actually text the word invite, and just the word invite, and we'll actually send you a link to the workshops. But you can also just go directly to wealthcreatorradio.com. More and more people are starting to realize that, hey, we need to rethink how we're doing our 401k, especially the money over and above the match. You know, how can we make things more tax efficient? How do we get the government out of the tax picture for our retirement money? And we do have limited seating. You know, there's two dinner events and a lunch event. So if you want to join us, all you have to do is text the word invite to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word invite 454-1184 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com and book directly. That's all for this week's show. You can always listen to us online or listen to the podcast through Alexa or Google Home. And that's all for this week, but talk to you soon.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.